We're at the Fiddle and Steel Guitar Bar in Nashville, Tennessee, along with the Rascal Flatts, part homecoming, part album premiere for the brand new album Nothing Like This on Big Machine Records. It's in stores and available everywhere November 16th. The guys are ready to go with a couple songs live from the new album, including the single Why Wait. But let's talk about the album here a little bit. What were you guys looking to do as you were putting together the songs for this? It seems to me overall as an album that maybe they're... I probably shouldn't say this with Dan Huff here, but there's a little less production, maybe a little stripped back.
Yeah, we had to rein him in a little bit. I think that Dan actually sat down and had a conversation with us, and he said, "Guys, I think that on this next record, we should really make it more about the song and less about the production." Which I have to really give my hat off to Dan, because I know as somebody who loves guitars and layering and you know, and all that. I come from the 80s, so I love all those records that were so layered and have keyboards and guitars and everything. So you really, really have to take your hat off to Dan for having the vision of what this record should be. Less about the production and more about the vocal blend and more about the songs. And I'm proud of the record that we've made, and I'm also proud of Dan for the finished product, because it truly is. I feel like I've been telling people forever. It's
Dan Huff! Dan is here tonight, by the way. You hear Jay earlier with his beautiful wife Sherry.
You always have to take your hat off to a guy that'll listen to you. And I think that's a joke. I really do. I've told everybody every interview we've done, this is the truth, that I feel like this is Rascal Flatts in the nutshell. It's the best of what we do live, with the energy and the up tempos and the ballads. I feel like we've collected 11 of the best songs we've ever had on one project. And I'm really, really proud of this record.
You recorded half of it here and half in Santa Barbara?
Yeah, it was tough being in Santa Barbara.
The weather was terrible.
Did you take the wives to Santa Barbara?
No. Left them at home.
Well, you know, I would like to have heard that story.
Hey, here's the true story, though. We were going to be recording in Nashville, and the weather was so bad in Nashville right around the March time of this past year. And we're like, man, let's go somewhere different, somewhere where it's really nice, and then get our head out of this and really focus, and seriously focus on trying to do some things different with Rascal Flatts music. And so we went for 7 days and spent in Santa Barbara, used some musicians from Los Angeles, and found some songs like Why Wait.
But you know, it was the first, being in Santa Barbara was great, because the three of us, we all stayed in the same house, and we just focused on music. So we would get out of the studio and go back to the house, and we'd still write, and we'd still, it was just all about music. It wasn't like, okay, I got to take the kids to school in the morning, and then after I get to that, then I have to go to the studio.
You don't have some nagging wife beating on you every time you walk in the door.
yeah. So it was just, you know, we had no concerns except cutting and writing and doing the best work that we could do. We could just spend 7 days creating.